on the next episode of Buried.
Have you ever heard of Carrie Mae Parker? A young woman named Carrie Mae Parker. It's a long time ago. Her father was Howard Parker. He was friends with Cullen, he says. In 1991, she went missing, Carrie did, his daughter. And this family has been looking for her ever since.
And then Cullen confided in me some of the things he was working on.
Uh-huh.
Not all of it.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta keep it compartmentalized so
he did,
nothing gets out.
Yeah.
And it was a case he was working on, and let's say that when he passed, it was very inconvenient because something was going to come to a head about that time with the information that he had.
About this, you think?
Yes.
Right. That's unfortunate.
Okay.
Carrie Parker is her name.
Kyle and I worked together off and on for years and years.
Do you remember that name at all?
I remember it.
Okay. From when?
Well, there's a lot of this I can't talk about, especially with people sitting adjacent to the table.
We don't even really have confidential sources.
Well, you got a confidential source somewhere if you got my case file on an open case.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of misinformation and a lot of misdirection and a lot of rumors and innuendos. I'm just kind of curious where our leak is, and, you know, and especially on a case that's as high profile as this.
I haven't seen what he has, but when I called you a few minutes ago, we were en route to his assistant's place.
See, somebody's too busy trying to throw me under the bus to give you my reports and I give you the full case file.
So the person who introduced Carrie and Cody is a guy named Ricky Moreland. Have you ever heard that name? He's alive. He won't speak to me, but he'll speak to Patricia.
And how did you obtain the documentation, since this is an open case and it's restricted?
For a long time, people thought that the last place that Carrie ever went was her night shift in that factory. I think that's where the March 17 date comes from.
I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
I was going to say that but a lot of people thought that that was the last place she was seen, the night shift at Flanders Precision Air. Is that what you wanted me to repeat?
Yeah.
Why is that shocking?
I have never heard that.
You ever heard of that?
In the years I've had this case, no one has ever told me where she's worked. No one has ever told me that was the last place they seen her. And I was actually told that one of the family members actually seen Carrie and her dad leaving the trailer house the day she went missing.
Huh. We're not going to publish anything without at least running it past you, if it's sensitive, you know. So I would definitely...
It almost sound like dirt, but if you did, it would be illegal because it's a case-sensitive file and evidentiary.
Right.
Is there anyone, anywhere, in all of your interviews and all your background or all your work, that has ever told you specifically where Carrie Parker might be buried or what happened to her body? Because this case is probably one of the most frustrating case I've ever worked.
It is an unbelievable story, but...
You have no idea.